quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And this morning, our guest is Barry Shamish, an investigative reporter who spent 30 years in Israel, but because he was getting too close to the devil's heartbeat and exposing the terrible corruption at the highest levels of the Israeli government, there were threats against his life, and he was forced to come to the United States, which has given us an advantage for us to be able to interview him on a regular basis and keep you abreast of what's really going on in the Holy Land with God's people. Well, Barry, you pick up the story and tell us what's going on over in Israel today and how this all fits into the plan as you see it.
Oh, I don't know if there's a plan except for massive destruction and murder. I mean, the plan as I see it is god awful, but nonetheless, let's I wish it wasn't, by the way. Who expected this as a career? But look, it's only been a few days since we last spoke, but even in those few days, I've been getting information, and it's really not so good. Look, I have a source, and I've been kind of using him, and he's been kind of right every time, so I'm going to quote him. He wrote me 2 days ago. Look, here's the quote, all right? Few know what is coming up in the days ahead. Others don't. Many prefer not to accept things as they are, so dream up whatever they want to justify their preferences and desires. It's called self-delusion. Here's the state. All right, get ready. The quote, the current state of Muslim preparedness is that they have about 65,000 multiple rockets with launchers, plus rockets that don't work with launchers. Each launcher takes about 40 minutes to set up to fire after its previous firing of several rockets each. Thus, Israel could be subject to over 100,000 incoming Muslim rockets per hour of their total inventory of about 200,000. All right, that's the general situation. And honest to goodness, if they coordinate, Israel will be annihilated. And I'm not saying that. I am saying that with a great deal of trepidation. All right, here he goes on. As some know, by the way, I spoke with my sister yesterday, and her son, my nephew, was called up. There is a call up in Israel of reserve soldiers. He is actually regular, but I did get confirmation from a personal. I mean, my sister doesn't understand what's going on. She's very, well, housewifey. But she knows when her son is gone, and, well, here's the quote. As some know, Israel has been at one level of readiness below a full call-up of reserve soldiers since this past Sunday, that's yesterday, even if done very quietly. And how quiet can you keep it? Me talking with my sister and another thousands and thousands talking to their sisters. And you can't do it all that quietly. But nonetheless, there is a major call-up in Israel. And final quote, for Israel to take the final step of mobilizing reserves is a significant drain on the economy. So it's not done until... And then another quote within the quote, rather late in the unfolding of things. All right. I mean, that's the info I got yesterday. And, oh, boy, it's worrisome. It's not an adjective that describes what's coming up or what could come up. I mean, what could come up is annihilation and Holocaust. I mean, it's terrifying. Let's go on. We'll return to a more minor point of view, Israeli politics shortly, but there's an issue I want you to look at as I looked at it. Now, if you didn't know, a few days ago an American was killed in Egypt during riots, and the State Department issued a travel advisory and said, don't go to Egypt unless you really got to. But you had an American killed. But I looked at the reports of this American, and, here they are. Now, the student who was killed, he was only 21. His name was Andrew Pachter of Chevy Chase, Maryland. He was stabbed by a protester on Friday. So it was 3 days ago. Now, here's the bio from his family. Oh, you tell me if it's suspicious. He was in Alexandria to teach English and improve his Arabic. This is from his family. Here's a quote from them. He went to Egypt because he cared profoundly about the Middle East, and he planned to live and work there in the pursuit of peace and understanding. Yeah, that's what every 21-year-old kid wants to do with their life. Look, they go on, all right? The Pachter family says, quote, Andrew was a wonderful young man looking for new experiences in the world and finding ways to share his talents while he learns. Right. So you go into Egypt in the middle of riots that could bring down the country, and that's because he cared deeply about the Middle East. Look, I'm going to dive in a little deeper. Pachter had been working in Egypt for an American educational nonprofit called a Mideast. By the way, have you ever heard of it?
Nope.
Me neither. But he was there. It's called AMIDEAST, a Mideast. That's who he was. Well, he was an intern for a Mideast in Alexandria, Egypt. And the family just thinks a bystander was his son was the bystander. Whoops, I hear music.
Sounds like a CIA front to me, but we'll be back.
Sure does.
We'll be right back from Barry Sherman.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this morning Barry Shamish, and Barry's talking about this young man, the young American, who's just killed over in Egypt. He's working for a company that, or a trust or a foundation nobody's ever heard of. Sounds like a CIA front. You must understand, ladies and gentlemen, we have our agents planted all throughout the world. We're backing Morsi in Egypt. Morsi's with the Muslim Brotherhood. We've given him tanks, F-16 fighters, billions of dollars. Why are we giving money to somebody from the Muslim Brotherhood? Why, for the same reason, we brought Muslim Brotherhood to power in countries all throughout that region. For the same reason, we're backing the Syrian rebels who are slaughtering Christians. They beheaded a Christian priest, a Catholic priest, this last weekend, and they're wiping out Christian villages. Why are we backing the people who are wiping out Christian villages? Why are we backing the governments in Afghanistan and in Iraq now who've declared officially Sharia law, which and driving the Christians out? So much of American policy doesn't make sense unless you understand it has nothing to do with America, but with this internationalist dream. And we're, of course, basically, I think we're more or less controlling what's going on over in Israel, and things really don't look very good for the Israeli people. But go right ahead, Barry.
Israel has already been chopped to Connecticut size, and but let's go back to Andrew Pachter, the American who died in Egypt on Friday. He went to Kenyon College. I know it's kind of known for education, but at Kenyon College, Pachter served as the leader of the Campus Hillel Jewish Organization. Very liberal and whatever. He was a Jew killed in Egypt. And look, I see significance in that. Maybe you don't, but all right, I'm going to continue and you'll see the significance, I'm sure. His family, again, I'm quoting, said that he had planned to study in Jordan in the spring. My goodness, this guy is really well traveled from Egypt off to Jordan. Now, look, you got 1,000 American troops in Jordan. I've got this informant. He goes off the deep edge. So I'm very reluctant, but he sends me information. There's about 1,000 American troops in Jordan right now. And Pachter, after teaching English in Alexandria, well, come the spring, he was off to Jordan. Look, of course he was working for the authorities. Right, we don't doubt that, do we? Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
We don't doubt that he was working for the authorities, do we now?
Nope.
Yeah, that's exactly how I looked at it. This guy was a spy. Now, low level, let's say, but it doesn't matter. He was sent to the Middle East, and he was up to no good. Look, these 1,000 troops in Jordan, American troops, you never hear about them, but they're there. And look, if I was the Jordanian monarch, I wouldn't trust them as far as I could spit, right? They're up to no good. But look, you're trying to survive amidst the Arab Spring and Syria collapsing and the Hezbollah about to collapse. Well, American troops are the only bet in town, I suppose. They're in Jordan right now. I would assume they're training the Syrian rebels. That's what I would assume is going on. Let's keep this war real bloody and keep it going and make sure Assad doesn't win or at least protract his agony. That's what they're doing in Jordan. I don't know what they're training them in, and I don't know all this, but that's the policy. That's the American policy. Look, we know all about John McCain, and we know that he met with the rebels, and we know he met him in Turkey. And since then, well, America has, well, 1,000 troops. I guess you can train a lot of rebels with 1,000 troops, and you have, you know, you have need for information. And, well, Andrew Proctor was in Egypt. Look, at the beginning of the end of Egypt, I mean, it's a real mess there. It could turn into a version of Syria very, very, very quickly. Now, look, according to the Egyptians, Proctor was taking pictures of riots, and he was stabbed. Look, in all... Look, rioters don't just stab someone, all right? It's that's not the game. You don't just go and murder someone. The Egyptian report said he was a journalist. You don't go and murder journalists. There was much more, I think. All right, I can't prove it, but I think there was much more to the killing of the American in Egypt on Friday than has been initially reported. He was doing intelligence work, and he was photographing for intelligence, and he was murdered as a suspect, well, an intelligence suspect. That's what I think. I don't know, but I just gave you the details. Would you come to that conclusion with all these details?
Absolutely.
Yeah, me too. All right, let's go back to Israel and how the Americans are really screwing with that state. My goodness. Now, when I look at reports, and I'm going to remind you, it's only been 3 days since my last report and all this is coming in. Look, Haaretz is a very left-wing newspaper. I actually use it because they have left-wing sources that other press don't have. So I'm quoting Haaretz. And this was after we spoke on Thursday, out came this article that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is prepared to give up as much as 90% of Judea and Samaria in a deal with the Palestinian Authority. Now, I stress again, this comes from the left. And, well, I read them all. But nonetheless, this is what they believe and hope and have information about. What the Haaretz report says is that he is going to try and preserve settlement blocks. That's like Gush Etzion. Well, you know what? Isolated communities, though, according to this report, will be demolished, with residents forced to resettle elsewhere. An isolated community would be Hebron. Out go the Jews. I mean, we can go through what these isolated communities are, but you've got Jewish communities that are going to end up just like they did in the Gaza Strip and northern Samaria. They're going to be thrown out. By the way, with no compensation. That's what Netanyahu is planning. And here is why. Netanyahu, again, Haaretz, I'm quoting, knows that the next round of talks under the sponsorship of U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, I'm going to say CFR while I have the chance, would be dealing with substantial issues, including the borders of the Palestinian state. The maximum Israel would be able to get in such a deal is 10% of Judea and Samaria. And Netanyahu is willing to go along with this. All right, that's the basic background. All right. Yes, Netanyahu is going to give up Judea and Samaria, and all kinds of isolated communities are going to be like Gaza. And I got to remind you, folks, I wrote a book on the Gaza so-called pullout. The expulsion is called Bye Bye Gaza. I think you should read it, because that is what is being planned for Judea and Samaria. You get it at lulu.com. That's lulu.com. Write in Bye Bye Gaza and just look at it and get the black and white colors a ripoff. All right, I wrote about this, and it's happening all over again. Now, the difference politically is that Netanyahu's cabinet includes Bayit Yehudi, which doesn't want these are, it's a Sefer party, and they've got 12 seats. And, you know, they're going to pull out. As a matter of fact, we'll get to that very shortly. They have threatened to pull out. Now, you've got this, I'm not going to tell who Yaakov Peri is. He was a, I'm not going to do it. But if there's a coalition crisis, and Peri said this, he told Army Radio, we have options. In other words, they want Bayit Yehudi out. They don't want the pro-settler political party. Now, look at the pressure to get him out. Now, again, Uri Ariel, who I recall as a decent guy, and there aren't many, let me tell you, you get corrupted in that system, you may run as an idealist, you don't last as one. Now, Uri Ariel is the housing minister. He opened his mouth this week. Again, he's been quiet about it, but here's the quote. Netanyahu has ordered him to freeze construction bids in Judea, Samaria, and eastern Jerusalem. This following the, he came to this decision after Barack Obama visited Israel. By the way, needless to say, he doesn't tolerate Jews anywhere, but my goodness, does he hate settlers. Boy, oh boy, does he hate settlers. And he demanded that Israel put a freeze on all building beyond the 1949 armistice line. We know that Kerry insisted on that. Now we know that Obama insists on that from this report. And look, Uri Ariel is a cabinet minister. I mean, he's opening his mouth and he's saying things as a cabinet minister. He isn't known, unlike other cabinet ministers, to be a complete liar. All right, let's just go. That now the report I'm getting, and this is now more mainstream, Uri Ariel is not, quote again, Uri Ariel is not allowed to issue public tenders for construction east of the armistice line without authorization from Netanyahu. So that's it. Obama said don't build, and Netanyahu told Uri Ariel, the housing minister, don't build. There, it came from inside. You have to kind of dig a bit. But, well, here's the quote. This one is from Arut Sheva. The quote, the freeze is a direct order from Netanyahu, which was issued in order to prevent conflict with the United States. There, a little background information. Look, who Netanyahu is, Israelis don't know, and I'm not going to do it on this show. But when they talk, he listens, all right? That's putting it mildly. He's been bought and sold by the CFR since 77. Well, they told him to freeze housing beyond 1949. Go look at a map of Israel in 1949. See how many houses you can put in there. That's the order in Israel, and it came from Obama and Kerry. But you have a problem with Netanyahu. he's got this Baidu D in his cabinet. And they're going to pull out. They're actually going to pull out if this, if it's true that there's a construction freeze.
All right,
that
hold on.
Was ordered by Netanyahu. They pull out. There, I did it.
Okay, hold on. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Synthus, the uniformed people in Greeley, are saluting the police, firefighters, and paramedics and 9/11 dispatchers who work in our area. We thank them for doing a great job trying to keep our area a great place to live, shop, and raise a family. We realize their job is dangerous and sometimes thankless. This message is from Synthus, the uniformed people in Greeley. They can be reached at 970-352-2233. On the air, because they care. Named one of the most admired outsourcing companies in America, Synthus, the uniformed people.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Well, Dr. Stan, and you have to understand that there are people in Washington, D.C. who hate Israel, and they've put pressure on Israel to get out of the Sinai, to pull out of Gaza, pull out of the Judean Samaria. Always, well, if you just make more concessions, you'll have peace. Ladies and gentlemen, you're not going to have peace there. Well, Israel took the land. Well, we took the land from the Indians. Are we going to give the land back to the Indians here in the United States? You say, of course not. Well, then why should the Israelis give the land back? They won in battle after being attacked. You have to understand that the Mideast, Near East is all in turmoil. Revolution in Egypt is certainly maybe just weeks away. There's tremendous instability in Tunisia and in Libya. Syria is in the middle of a terrible civil war, and we're financing the anti-Assad group over there that hates Israel. We're financing the Syrian rebels that if they gain control of Syria, we'll use that as a base to attack Israel. We certainly are not unfriendly with group that's in Lebanon that has all those missiles that are aimed at Israel.
Well, that's Hezbollah.
Yep, Hezbollah. Well, basically, we're
The whole area there is on the brink of war. Go right ahead, Barry.
Yeah, I'm going to add a little scenario here that, well, you forgot to mention, let's say, what I've been reading is that if Assad is about to fall and Hezbollah is about to fall, well, if Assad goes, Hezbollah goes, you've got Sunnis that are going to slaughter him. They'll have no option. There's nothing left for them to do but attack Israel. And I've given the advantage. I've been reading the advantages. First of all, it'll take the minds off their attackers, and, well, Israel will be annihilated. They'll go in, loot, rape, murder. I mean, a great opportunity to save Assad and Hezbollah. And the other thing is maybe gratitude. But I've been reading that if they coordinate, that goes for Egypt too, by the way, who are not Shiite, but they are Muslim Brotherhood. So far, we don't know about coordination, but the fact is it exists. All right. You've got 200,000 missiles, 100,000. As my source told me, Israel can somehow swallow 50,000. And by the way, I don't know about that. In 2006, Hezbollah launched 4,000 over 33 days, and all of northern Israel was abandoned. So I don't know about the 50,000 in 1 hour. But it'll be Assad and Hezbollah that does it. They got their fingers on the trigger if it does happen. Let's go on to almost happier subjects. Oh, it's... If there was only a ray of light in all this, but if it exists, you gotta show me it. Now, what within Israel again? You have Netanyahu, who is playing the American game, and well, you also have Israel supplies 95% of the electricity of Judea and Samaria and Gaza. And they're not paying their bill. And it's really high, 820 million shekels. It's well over 200 million bucks. And the Israel Electric Corporation publicly announced their measures to get the money back. And they include blackouts of PA. Well, where they're taking the electricity, you don't pay, you get a blackout. Stay of exit orders against debtors, you don't pay your bill, you don't leave the country. Taking money from taxes collected by Israel on behalf of the PA, and cancellation of the license of the company that provides electricity in eastern Jerusalem. Now, that's what they want to do, but now here's the big one, the quote. Only the political leadership has the authority to make decisions on the issue. In other words, the Israeli politicians aren't pushing it. And, well, the reason behind that is pretty obvious. They don't want to deal with an intifada. They don't want it. Look, the Palestinian Authority has been behind terror attacks all year long. It's been just, what can you say? You don't drive your car and knowingly arrive. You'll be ambushed. A lot of people have died. And, well, the Palestinian Authority are funding it. They're funding the terror. And if, well, if there are blackouts, well, they're just going to... Look, Kerry came to Israel, and he told them to stop it. He didn't like it, for whatever reason. And lo and behold, the terror all but disappeared. If Israel makes them pay their debt for electricity, the terror will come back bigger than ever. And the politicians, they don't want to deal with that. Now, last month, you don't know Orit Struk of the Jewish home party, but she challenged the director of the IEC. His name is Yitzhak Rantal at the Knesset's Economic Committee. She asked him, why doesn't the IEC cut off Palestinian Authority households that don't pay just the way it does for Israelis? And, well, Rantal told Strzok he didn't have an answer. What he said, it shows you where his heart lies. Quote, I cannot say why an Israeli citizen who does not pay for the electricity he uses is disconnected from the power grid while a Palestinian is not and keeps getting electricity without paying. But he adds, if we were told by the diplomatic staff to collect the debt, we'll be happy to do so. In other words, it's the terrified Israeli, diplomatic staff, foreign ministry essentially, prime minister essentially, are just telling them, let them have it or we're going to have a major rebellion in the country. Let them have the electricity for free. But not everyone likes that. Now, the former energy minister, his name is Dr. Uzi Landau, he threatened when he was in power that he'd order the IEC to disconnect the power if the debt isn't paid. And also another cabinet minister, Gilad Ardan, has recommended that Israel cut power to Gaza. Well, here's his quote. It's absurd, said Erdan, that Israelis should suffer blackouts over the hot summer months while a terrorist entity next door gets electricity they don't even pay for. Now, this may not be the biggest issue you've heard in your life, but they can get away with anything.
Well, hold that thought. Hold the thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Barry Shammy.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Rocky Mountain Shooters Supply in Fort Collins is proud of our military. We thank you and your families for the sacrifices you've made. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return, and may God bless America. This message from Rocky Mountain Shooters Supply, 3507 East Mulberry Street in Fort Collins. The full-line gun store and indoor shooting range. The largest gun safe dealer in Colorado. For information, call 472-5600. That's 970-472-5600. Or visit rmss.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and Barry Shammish, our guest, and Barry's pointing out why the Middle East, the Near East, is moving towards a crisis situation and conflict, and it's not a matter of if, but when. The Israelis have done a major military call-up, calling up the
The reserves, Israel's on the brink of war. Go right ahead, Barry.
Yeah, well, we're just going to... First of all, I'm going to plug myself. May I?
Sure.
Look, you get my books at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. For all but one, just write my name in the search box. C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's how you spell Chamish. Now, that will get you 8 of the 9 books for all kinds of technological problems I can't solve. My new book, The Stinger Not the Stung, is in a separate file. So just write The Stinger Not the Stung Chamish, and you'll get to it. My website, ably run by Tom Mack, is BarryChamish.com. All righty. Look, this is a minor issue, but I thought it was, in its own way, slightly cute. The owner of McDonald's in Israel was a founder of Peace Now, very, very, very far-left organization. His name is Omri Padan. Now, McDonald's, well, there's a new mall in Ariel, which happens to be in Samaria, and there was supposed to be a McDonald's in it. He wouldn't allow it because he is boycotting the West Bank. Now, oh, these poor deluded Jews, they've started a movement to boycott McDonald's, first in Israel and then worldwide. They think they have power they don't have. All right? But the fact is, well, if you ever think about going to McDonald's, for the time being, I would choose a Wendy's. All right. I'm sort of on their side, even though I know it's futile. Now, I was going to close up with one comment that is from the American point of view. And just understand, you passed a Supreme Court decision as, in essence, passed homosexual marriages into the legal standing of heterosexual marriages. There's one issue that I grew up with, and I think it's been totally forgotten. See, when I grew up, you know, teenage guys might have homosexual tendencies, but we kind of kept everyone on a hetero course. Not many dived into it. Now, I have, well, no, they're not going to find out. I had two friends. One was Bruce and one was Neil. Who eventually, well, Bruce was homosexual. There was nothing to do about it. He died of AIDS a long time ago. Neil, well, he gave into his homosexual inclinations. I spoke to a friend of mine, and he said Neil looks like an Auschwitz survivor. The real, real issue is that the homosexuals have terrible diseases. And staying away from that prevents really horrible diseases. And that is not mentioned anymore. I had friends who were balancing between homo and hetero and whatever. The pressure kept most of them on a heterosexual course, and they didn't get sick. My homosexual friends, well, one died, one is apparently dying. It's not healthy to be homosexual. And that issue, this is what amazed me when I saw the media reportage of this decision. It's a major issue, and it just is not mentioned at all anymore. There, that's my little say.
Well, of course, if you understand, it's all about population control, and the people, I mean, most of the people who are really behind this are not homosexual. But homosexuality is wonderful. They die young. They don't have children. And reading the population control literature as I do, I mean, 30 years ago, they were pushing homosexuality because they understood that they'd be dying at a very young age. That was even before the AIDS epidemic. So go ahead.
Well, we'll polish up. Just in case you didn't know, that was me giving a little op-ed. Getting it out. What can I tell you? Look, there's something about the Syrian war, again, is not being publicized. This is coming out of Saudi Arabia. Rich Saudi Arabian men, and you can be sure they're tied to the royal family, they've been purchasing Syrian girls, refugees that ran from Syria. Well, they can get them somehow. There is hundreds of thousands of refugees are fleeing the Syrian conflict, and their girls are being kidnapped, and, well, for the sexual pleasure of Saudis. And, I mean, this war is way worse than you think. I'm sure many, many of them wish they were killed in the war. And when these Saudi men, well, they hand them off to their friends, and it's like a hobby. And if the girl rebels, she disappears, never heard from again. There's a side to the war, I thought, again, not publicized, but there are thousands of Syrian kidnapped girls in Saudi Arabia right now.
And, of course, we're not going to talk about it because we're behind the wicked people in Saudi Arabia, a feudal society where they cut off people's hands and feet and heads, and they castrate men and they stone women to death. And that country is fully backed by the government in Washington, D.C., and nobody ever talks about it.
Well, I did.
I know you did, and that's why we love having you, Barry. Well, we're out of time. God bless. We'll talk to you real soon.
I look forward to it. Bye.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Nationwide Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take this number down or store it in your cell phone. 1-800-965-7804. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call in to the Nationwide Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804.
Well, and basically, the world is on the brink of catastrophe. Certainly here in America, we're on the brink of a major financial crisis. It's not a matter of if, but when. You cannot do what you're doing and spending massive amounts of money. I was reading this morning where if you are on welfare and food stamps and housing allotments, you even make $168 a day. You make more than a man working full-time will make about $50,000 a year. Why bother to work when the government will fund you? And the difficulty is it's a wonderful utopian concept, but we don't have the money. It all has to be borrowed. And this is part of an organized effort to bankrupt our nation. Do you know a better way to destroy a great nation than to bankrupt it? Why would we be offering all these welfare benefits when we can't afford them, when we're having to borrow a trillion dollars a year? Well, this year they say it's only going to be $600 billion, but I suspect it'll be far more than that by the time we get to the 30th of September. We're in real trouble, ladies and gentlemen, because there are powerful forces that want to destroy America. The enemy is not in Russia or in China. The enemy is here, and the enemy, of course, worships a different god. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you ever wondered why the U.S. Supreme Court took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, I mean, it had nothing to do with the Constitution or Thomas Jefferson or his letter to Danbury, Connecticut. You need to get my book to find out the truth, the story you'll never get elsewhere. And if you want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, the number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, you need to get our DVD and our 4-CD set on the threat of an EMP attack, because the more I look and see what's happening, the more I'm convinced that they may very well bring this about here in America. And whether the attack would come from overseas or domestically doesn't matter. It would devastate our country. We are on the brink of financial catastrophe. We're on the brink of conflicts with other nations. We're on the brink of increasing social unrest in this country. In fact, an article just this morning saying we're going to bring in Soviet troops to help with putting down any domestic disturbances in America. What sort of madness is that? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're involved in the spiritual battle for the souls of men, and we're losing that battle. The message of the emergent church is replacing the message of the traditional church. They've changed the music of our churches. They've changed the message of our churches. Christianity is under attack from within today. You need to listen to our programs. You can hear them at RadioLiberty.com. We have over 50 outlets every single week, and if you can join the Radio Liberty family and help us maintain our base, if you know somebody who'd like to advertise with Radio Liberty, we'd love to have them. We just lost an advertiser who's having some financial problems to be gone for a month, so we can certainly use your support. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen to our radio programs, you can read our newsletters. Certainly you can watch many of our DVDs there free of charge. But we do hope if you're out there and you care about America, you'll join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us in our efforts to educate the American people. To understand we're involved in the spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4333.